going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high-quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
First off, welcome.
Thank you.
36 years old, youngest head coach. You've been around the league, you paid your dues, but I'm trying to get a feeling of the thoughts and emotions. You're going to be in a room tonight with a lot of new faces, but a lot of guys from the front office who have been here, right? They, established.
Absolutely.
Just kind of your thoughts and emotions heading into tonight.
Certainly feel fortunate being in the situation, first time head coach, but being with the guys who've done this for a long time. And so it's been an awesome process, such a fun process when you kind of team up with the coaching staff and the scouting department. We do a lot of work over the last couple months, and it's a really good environment.
When do you feel like, Coach, like Mike said, welcome, when do you think or feel like things will kind of slow down for you? Because it's all still new. it's all still new.
Yeah.
And you have some guys, like you said, that have, I don't want to say been there, done that, but have been through the process. But ultimately, this is yours. This is your team. And how you construct it, how you guys construct it together, that's going to be what's – you're most comfortable doing, but at some point you want it to slow down. Are we there yet, or will that be a while?
I think ultimately the humor part of this is it feels very much like a desk job early in the process, and there's a lot of work behind the scenes, and the players have been here now for basically 2 weeks, and it feels like the more time you spend around the players, the more it gets back to probably the part that you really love the most, which is just being around those guys and investing in them and spending time around them. And so the more we're out on that field, the more you start feeling like it's the normal routine you're used to.
Yeah, not the desk job, the duties. I mean, because as a head coach, it's not just coaching.
Correct.
I am responsible for 53 guys, and that's not counting my practice squad. But there are other duties and things that you have to do. And so I have one. I've been around a couple of different head coaches playing for them, kind of like yourself. But a lot of those guys, from a scheduling standpoint, do you have your summer schedule already made out as far as, hey, this is how I want my practice to go. This is the periods that we're going to go in. We'll implement plays, but this is how I want to have that laid out. Have you already done a lot of that as well?
Yeah, by segments. I think really we have a good beat on how the next month and a half will go all the way through June, through the OTA process. And so we're really fired up, and we feel like it's a really good plan to allow these guys to build through this process. Everyone will get a little bit of window in the summer like everyone does for a few weeks to kind of get away from this, which everyone needs to, because then when you hit training camp, it's full speed ahead.
When you look at kind of the to-do list, this team has struggled in the past few years running the football. It has struggled in the past few years stopping the run, and it doesn't feel like The next thing on that list matters a whole lot if you don't do either of those things well. And quite frankly, not every team has Jalen Carter, you know, and Jordan Davis and Saquon Barkley. How do you address those? That's a broad question, but how do you address those two areas?
You're going to attack in a lot of different ways. Obviously, we know the line of scrimmage, how important this game is. I'm a quarterback guy. I love throwing the football. I love all the fun, you know, parts of that game, but this is a big boy game. Offensive line, defensive line, run game, stopping the run. You know, it's a philosophical approach. Obviously, it's a personnel approach, and really it's a, you know, schematic approach as well. And so there's a lot of layers to this. Obviously, we know the investment that you can put into there from all three phases of that, and so you know, we're excited to hit the ground running.
And that's where you are now, right? It's about the verbiage, and just don't make it too hard. Let's make it as simple as possible. Keep this, because that's what they're used to. Keep different things, getting all that on one page.
Yep, absolutely. It's a really fun process. You're teaming up with a whole bunch of people who have all different exposures and different experiences, and it's really about us, you know, using all those experiences but ultimately lining up and being aligned together.
Coach, you got a question. Since, you know, your background being a quarterback, playing that position, coaching that position, now being the head coach, will you step a lot into that defensive area as far as, you know, hey, coach, I want to see it, but I'm not going to get too involved with it because, you know, if I see something where I can suggest something to you, that's what I'll do. But, you know, I'm gonna allow you to do your thing defensively. Is that the approach that you will have?
Yeah, ultimately, you know, you understand in these shoes, you're responsible for all aspects of this team. And, you know, it's a great opportunity. You're really, really excited about it. You know, we teamed up with some really good coaches, and I want to be a support for those guys. I want to be a support for Brandon Staley. I want to be support for Phil Galliano, Doug Nussmeier, for our coordinators and everyone else. You know, I want to be a reference point for those guys to help be a resource as we go through this process, and that ultimately we're all teaming up on this thing together.
When you look at this draft, you know, tonight, and, you know, we've talked to everybody, you know, from the staff and from the scouting department, but what's your overall take on this draft? Not just the Saints as far as number nine, but we feel like there's some really, really good players that could not only help the Saints, but some other teams as well. Some other teams are going to get better tonight as well. I mean, we will admit that.
No!
But just, you know, your overall thoughts on this draft, you know, and how it could help, you know, ultimately the league, but, you know, particularly the Saints as well.
Yeah, I think ultimately everyone hopefully comes out of this thing feeling like they got better. And so certainly we feel like we're going to be able to do that as we go through this process. Again, it's one step in the process. You know, it's a big part of it because you're, you know, bringing in people that ultimately are going to have a huge impact on our team. But again, it's a part of the process. And once they get in the room, this is about getting in the room. And after that, you're in the room and everyone's at a clean slate. Everyone's in the same opportunities, the same chance to get on the field. And so, you know, this is about taking advantage of the opportunities these guys have presented themselves through their work, through college, through everything before that. They're going to get a chance to get into the room. And then after that, you know, it's go time for everyone.
Coach, I want to ask you, and, you know, I don't want to get too in-depth at it, but from an offensive philosophy, how does that look for you? Offensive philosophy, you know, just how it looks. Doesn't necessarily have to be from what we have ultimately on Sundays.
Yeah.
I mean, because that will change.
Yep.
But from an offensive philosophy, how does that look for you?
Yeah, we always talk about playing smart, playing fast, and playing physical. And so, you know, we want to play with tempo as we go. We want to be able to spread people out. But there's a physical component with it, and it takes all 11 on the field on offense. You know, everyone talks about the O-line and the tight ends and the running backs and the physical component of that, those guys. But the receiver's physicality in the pass game and the run game, the physicality that the quarterbacks have to do, they have to stand in the pocket, they have to take shots, they have to lean in there. It's going to take every single guy on our team to build that identity and continue to grow as we grow. You know, what it looks like, 11 personnel, 12 personnel, whatever it may be, you know, that's where, you know, you build it around whoever you have on the field and adjust accordingly.
From a quarterback standpoint, how much control will he have? Will he have the option to be able to go up there, hey, I don't like this play? You know, coach, you've given me the right, you know, some plays I'm going to run it. It's a run it situation, but
yep.
I don't like this play. You know, I've studied it. You know, we've met enough to, I can get out of this play. You know,
yep.
I see four strong over there.
Yep.
I want to get out of it, and you know, I want to check to a run, or I want to check hot. You know, will that? And I don't care what quarterback it is, he's got to be able to do it.
100%.
Is that something that's in this system?
You always want the quarterbacks to have the tools in the toolbox, and I think it's really, really important. And every guy's at different stages in their career, and so you want to allow them to play fast and play confident while giving them the tools, and you don't want to give them too much that it bears them down. But again, given those guys, they got the best seat in the house. They get to see it right there, right in front of them. They know the things that they can utilize and different tools. And I think when you empower those guys, they have the confidence, and then it breeds into the rest of the offense. They feel the confidence that that guy has.
And it's an evolution, right? None of this happens right away.
Nope.
This defense going to an evolution to a 3-4 with Brandon. And so it just feels like rather than jam a player into your scheme, you get the players. What are their skill sets? Let's develop the scheme around them.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I think we all have preferences. We all have philosophical approaches that we're going to lean into. But I think it's important to have the flexibility. The seasons are really long in the NFL. It's a marathon at times during the regular season. You got to be able to play different styles based off the matchups that you play, but also based off your personnel, who's available, who's not available. There's going to be a game where we're going to have to play a shootout, and you're going to throw it 50 times. Then there's another game that's going to be a grinded out, run it 50 times. And you got to have the ability to play in those different landscapes.
Coach, have you had a chance to really get into the city and explore New Orleans a lot yet, or not yet?
I'm getting there. It's been such an awesome experience here in the short while. We got the family here a few weeks ago, so now we're full-time, we're locked in, and it's been great.
And it's going to get better. I got to just quickly, you were here for the Super Bowl, right, in these hallways. Did your mind ever wander just going, yeah, because at that point, a lot of the coaches had dropped out. What was that like?
It was a really fun process to be here, part of the Super Bowl, to experience the city of New Orleans in that setting, just the great showcase that it was for the city. You know, we snuck over here. We had practice at the facility, so yeah. It was kind of fun walking around and kind of looking at it, and just such a cool place.
Yeah, we can't wait to get that excitement back for this team, you know, and not just another NFC team, and so – we're excited, and good luck to you guys, Coach.
Appreciate it.
Welcome.
Thank you, guys.
Have a great night. Have a great weekend, in fact. That's Saints head coach Kellen Moore.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.